Cardiff Carnival anniversary project. Interviewer, Steve Fletcher. Interviewee, Becky Holmes. Location, we're in the Swicker office. And today's date is the 7th of October, 2015. Before we start in earnest, Becky, would you be kind enough to spell your name in full, please?
Yeah, of course. It's BECCIHOLMES.
Thank you very much. Becky, when did you first hear of or get involved with Cardiff Carnival?
So that was back in 2008. I just finished my degree in fine art, feeling a bit lost, and I knew I wanted to do something in the community arts, and I think I found Swicker online. So I contacted Steve and met up with him and said that I wanted to do some voluntary work for 3 weeks. So that was in Bute Town Pavilion, I think. So I was there, I think, about 3 or 4 days a week because I was working part-time at the time. And it was absolutely amazing. I learned so many things. It was incredible. To be honest, I wish I could work this full 3 weeks. But, yeah, it was fantastic. Such a good community of people, amazing artists, just a really big community feel. And, yeah, amazing.
So there we are down the BYP, as we called it, the Bute Town Youth Pavilion. And it's 2008. Can you recall any of the costumes that you worked on or anything? Yeah, I mean, obviously, sometimes you're working in a production line, aren't you?
Yeah.
And at other times you're working on big single constructions. I'd imagine you were thrown in the deep end because that's a great speaker tradition, you know. Can you recall any? Is there a costume or something that you recall from that very first camp other than just the sheer mayhem of it?
Yeah, well, I remember, like, starting off, like, doing basic jobs, like spraying up fabric onto foam, things like that. And then one of the guys actually let me loose on a backpack. He was a bit nervous about it, but
it's a big honour indeed, isn't it? You know, woo!
Yeah, that was really fun. But then towards the end, we ended up making our own costumes. We made these paper mache toadstools, which we carried, and we were like, little elves, I suppose, sat on toadstools when we sat down. So you sat down and looked like we were sat on a toadstool, and we had a paper mache one. So we actually wore those in the parade. It was me, Lorraine and Hannah. We were all volunteering, and I didn't know I was actually going to be in the parade, but it was actually amazing.
So when you first actually volunteered, you obviously you knew you were going to be helping and doing all these things, but you didn't envisage yourself in costume in the final parade back in 2008.
I was really scared, but it was really fun.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
I get a bit jealous now seeing people in costume.
I know exactly how you feel. People often ask me, why aren't you in costume? And the answer is because in the very first one ever in 1990, I was in costume and got into a major altercation with a policeman and couldn't get past first barrier because he hadn't been to any of the briefings. That I was, in fact, the organiser, and he was having none of it and totally destroyed all the plans we'd made with the police. And that's me standing up, but I am the organiser, you know. It's like, so, yeah, it was a yellow bib for me from then on, you know. At least it was quite plain who was sort of taking legal responsibility for it all. So, 2008, we're in the BYP. Where do we go from there? What's your next step in the carnival journey?
So, I wasn't around then, 2009. I'm not sure what I was doing. I think I was just doing more volunteering other places. And then it was 2010 then, I think you contacted me to be on the team, which was like,
yippee,
amazing, because I just decided to go self-employed that year.
Yes.
In the art. So, yeah, I was really excited. So, yes, 2010, we were still in... No, I think we were in...
We moved to Channel View.
Channel View Leisure Centre
in Grangetown.
I think it was Channel View.
Yeah, so no natural daylight for you for 3 weeks.
Yeah, it was really orange, isn't it?
It was, wasn't it? I mean... since we moved to Fitzella, I realised how much natural daylight's quite good for human beings. Apparently, it's good for plants as well. So, 2010, we're in a big, big, fluorescent lighted sports hall, effectively, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's, you know, two basketball courts or three badminton courts, you know, all under the same roof. I'm hearing impaired, as you know, I'm deaf in one ear. But, yes, what was it like, you know? So, you'd go in. And the joy was there in the environment, but quite hard working conditions or not? Or you just thought, like, after a while you just get inured to it and you just get stuck in?
I got on with it in the end, but, yeah, when you first walk in, it's just really orange. You have to take the fabric outside especially like the reds and yellows, because you couldn't actually tell oranges what colour they were.
We like to induce colourblindness in our artists. It makes everything a bit more random.
And like when you go out for dinner, then it's just like, wow, really bright out here, and go back to the orange. But no, it was quite echoey in there, but a really big, it was a good space. We were lucky, I think.
Yes, in fact, I think we were able to fence off part of it.
Yeah, and put the costumes up onto the ceiling with ropes.
Yes. So we do need lots of room, you're quite right, and flying costumes to get them out of the way. And then there's something wonderful about it. There's some sort of, I don't know, sort of Victorian about them being lowered back down again to be worked on. It's sort of Heath Robinson, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where's my costume? Well, that'll be about 20 foot above your head, mate. You know? best lower it down then, which I think is rather sweet. Can you remember what I mean? Because of course now you're very much, you know, moved from the volunteer right the way through to being a carnival artist. What designs in particular to come to mind from 2010?
I don't think I was in charge of designing then.
Right.
I was, I remember making a backpack on my own, and Adrian was like really impressed, so I was really chuffed. I covered like a moon backpack, if I remember rightly, and I helped Leanne with her fire costumes, I think. Yeah. She made a big fire backpack and a section to go with it, so I made all of those. But I just got better and better. I had more responsibility each year. More trust, I suppose.
No, absolutely. Batman's got his utility belt, and of course, carnival artists like yourself have got, for 3 weeks, your tool belt.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's there, you're clad in this thing, it's got everything hanging off it, you know, I'm sure you could ask for defibrillator, certainly, pass it over.
Couldn't live without it.
Yeah, absolutely. And did that mean, because of course, by this time you're a full-time artist and tutor and helping everybody come together creatively, were you able to be in a costume in 2010 or not, or were you running the line?
Running the line. I had a headdress I'd made like last minute at home.
Isn't that a strange phenomenon that you can actually facilitate hundreds of people and then suddenly realize the night before, well, what am I gonna look like? Hang on, you know. Yes, I've got to be in work mode, and yes, you know, you said you're running the line, you're responsible for whole numbers of sections and seeing, well, that they're happy, that they look good, the costumes are optimal. That whole process of getting ready on the day, I have to say, is one of my favourite parts of the whole project, because it's not chaotically organised, but it is organised chaos. There's the clock is ticking. What's it like from your side of the fence? I'm just thinking, like, have the police turned up, have the roads got closed, and the rest of it. And, every time you dip back into there, there's a rising tide of panic plus joy. It feels, I don't put words in your mouth, and I'm doing.
It's like the calm before the storm. It's like, oh, it's quite calm, like, laying all the boxes out. Yeah, we've got everything sorted, and then people start arriving. Like, staple them into their costumes. And then I remember that year I did face painting, and it was pretty stressful. I remember we were still face painting, and you were like, come on, we got a liner.
Yeah,
so we had to like put them all away, but people like really want their face painted. So you just have to kind of do it quickly, make it look good. But it's such a buzz that everyone's just looking really proud and just really happy to be
there. The only thing I can say in my defence is one of the many, many things, so it's organisational rather than creative, but not merely Cardiff Carnival, but hundreds of parades over the year, many lantern parades, etc. Not on one instance has Swicker and the community not been ready to start its parade exactly on the time agreed and publicised.
That's impressive.
And believe me, that isn't the case for a lot of community events. They don't happen as described and the rest of it. But when you're closing bones, and it seemed to me, and we took that with us. It's like, if we agree to that, we agree to that, and that's how it's going to happen. And I think that, so sorry for those whipping away the face paints. I can actually.
Oh no, it has to be done.
It has to be done. No. Yeah, believe me.
It's my first year, so you just think you've got all the time in the world, and then.
That last hour disappears into. you must have a million questions asked of you, whereas, of course, most people ask me questions. I'll just go and say, go and see Becky, or go and see Adrian, or whatever. Do I have some gaffer tape? Sorry, sadly not. Not so much as a pair of scissors, you know. but I know some lovely people who have, you know, absolutely. So after 2010, where do we go next?
So 2000, 11 then, so that was still at the BYP, I think.
Channel View.
Still in the orange room. still amazing. I suppose more responsibility. I think I got given quite a few groups who came in, like youth groups and stuff to work with, which was really rewarding and fun.
Did you work with groups with special needs? Because, I mean, we've always tried to be inclusive, and some groups are integrated, others are just private individuals and their friends.
There's quite a few individuals. I'm not sure if I'm meant to mention names, so I won't. But come in, I end up working with them one-on-one. I got on really well with them, and they come back every year and work together.
Yes.
And work with a lot of bigger groups as the years have gone on. I really enjoy working with them, really nice people, and they get so much out of it. It's, incredible,
It's got to be good. Creation, so, we'll come to you at the tail end. I promised to ask about your own business and your other practice, because, of course, Carnival is very much a seasonal thing. But with your designer hat on, your favourites, so the ones of which you're most proud over the entire period.
Ones I've made.
Do you think that's a Becky Holmes product?
Well, I think
as long as you don't copyright it, I don't mind.
Probably the rainbow section, because I'm known as the rainbow girl. So I made my first backpack from scratch. Agent showed me how to make the frame and wrap it, make all the struts for it. It turned out kind of how I wanted it to. And it was amazing. Yeah, I felt really proud of that, because from just making a little headdress out of plastic to that, it was quite impressive. Yeah, I learned a lot of new skills.
Yes.
So, I think probably the rainbow section, so that would have been...
And the fact that it worked on parade, because, so easy. Yeah. You know, very easy to make a backpack. There was only one really proof in the pudding, which is how does the person wearing it, what does it look like 2 hours later after it's set off?
Yeah, it was fine.
And it was totally, woo, beyond fit for purpose. It was like, tick that box.
I can make that. One of the years we had torrential rain as well, so, it lasted, so...
torrential rain, carnival. Yes, the two are often equated. You mentioned setting up your own business and the rest of it.
Yeah.
Would you care to tell us a little bit about that? I mean.
Yeah, of course. So that began 2010. So I've been doing this 5.5 years now.
And they said it would never last.
Yeah, I'm still going strong. It's just about surviving. So I teach some art workshops in schools.
Yeah.
But their funding gets worse and worse every year. But I always seem to manage and struggle through it. So art workshops in schools, different community projects with adults with learning difficulties, Swicker, of course. Yeah. And then about 2 years ago, it gets quite quiet with my workshops and things, I thought, what am I going to do with my time? I really if I'm just sat at home, I can't do that. So I like to be creative. So I learned, about 2 years ago, I learned to crochet.
Which has become very, you're ahead of the curve then, weren't you?
So alongside this, I've got my business called In Rainbow. So make a lot of crochet things and sell things at fairs. Got my online shop. So that kind of keeps me going while the work kind of dries out. So, yeah.
And I'm right in thinking, I did see something recently on Facebook. It's the crocheted
taxidermy heads.
Heads. I'm sorry, that's so clever. Very witty, very witty. Never mind the burgeoning market. According to Facebook, in male crocheted clothes. I'm sure you've seen those pictures. I'm not entirely sure I'll be joining in that one. But, perhaps it's not a look I'm going to be excelling in, unfortunately. Sadly, of course, Swicker Carnival heard the news from our sole and remaining funder, the Arts Council of Wales, about almost 2 weeks ago now. And they've withdrawn future revenue funding from Swicker, which means that the company is set to close in the none too distant future. This, of course, in turn means that the kind of carnival that you worked on this summer will be the last for the foreseeable future. I know you're sad. No, we're all very sad. What are your thoughts on this summer? Let's start there. You know, this summer's carnival. For my part, I'm more than happy to actually go on record and say that the atmosphere, the attention to detail, the care and love between artists and the community, and the resulting work that comes out of all that. Yeah, why not? I'm going to use the word love and soul and joy. These are quite hard things to measure if you're out there in the world of bean counting, but was of the highest possible order. It just seemed to me a shining example of what happens when you very dangerously throw your doors open and say to anybody and everybody who wants to come through the door that you can fit in and we can all get on together. And the glue that's going to hold us together is making things, it's being creative. Yes, I still associate the carnival camp with the smell of burning flesh, but that's glue gunning for you. That was a joke, thank you. So from my perspective, I really feel, and this is down to the artists, who were so much more than artists. I mean, facilitators, artists, tutors, none of those words have ever, animateurs, another one, has ever really done justice to the people who actually deliver Swicker's vision and who have to hold it close to long hours and the rest of it. But either way, so the carnival camp this summer was, in my opinion, of the highest order. I can't and perhaps gets my medal of honour, which is it was the happiest and most fruitful carnival camp, I think, in 26 years of Cardiff Carnival. So, having banged the gong for you and the team, yeah, what can you remember from this summer's Cardiff Carnival? Cardiff Carnival number 26, 2015. How was it for you?
Yeah, amazing again. We were in FitzAlan Primary School, no, High School, working amazing space, amazing team. Again, the same groups coming back every year and new groups to participate in the carnival. Just everyone was really enthusiastic, really nice atmosphere in the camp. It was really nice, and lots of lovely designs as well. People have drawn themselves and the team as well.
Yes, it's a mixture, really, isn't it? There's lots of different points of entry, If somebody doesn't have an idea, you've generated ideas of sections that they can come to, and by coming to it, they fill them out. I mean, literally, you work with them.
And there wasn't enough space, so we had to make...
No.
Space for everyone, which is always a great thing.
Yes, absolutely, so, absolutely. Yeah. And we had a sunny day on, which is great. Again, I'm elsewhere on the day, so I don't get to enjoy the build up quite as much as I used to, because now we've got our community stage in the haze, putting on, gosh, I think this year it was 17 different acts. So you're at the atrium, the University of South Wales, at the bottom of Churchill Road. It's a sunny day, 9, 10 o'clock. You've had your croissant.
Yeah, sitting on the grass, eating pasties and stuff.
Sitting on the grass, eating. Carnival. Yes. I mean, how's that? Yeah. How was that build up? I mean, what was it like putting it together on the day? How was the parade for you?
Yeah, fantastic. It was all went to plan. The line up, because it's in such a small car park, it's always quite easy to get everyone in line and stuff. It went off on time. As far as I know, no costumes fell apart, which is good.
That's the baseline, isn't it?
Really good crowd as well, loads of people out.
Yes.
Taking photos and just lovely comments. Yeah, it was fantastic.
It was, yes.
Really lovely.
On the one hand, as you say, nothing completely trouble-free. On the other hand, exactly what an urban carnival parade should be about.
Yeah.
So top marks to all involved, particularly the people who, just bring out the best in other people. I mean, that seems to be your job, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, use the arts to bring the best out in everyone. Swicker, less of an arts organisation, more of a cult. And unfortunately, as I was saying earlier, the Arts Council of Wales have pulled the financial plug on the company, and we're set to close. And with that, certainly the demise of Cardiff Carnival is more than imminent. Terribly sad, obviously. What are your thoughts at this time?
Well, it's just really disappointing, to be honest. Like, there's nothing like it in Cardiff, and it's such a big community project. I just don't know how it can't be funded anymore. I do know, but it's just, yeah, it's just disgusting, really. Something that everyone's so passionate about, and it just brings such a good community together for those 3 weeks. You just have to be in the camp to see it, really. Yeah, really sad.
I think you're quite right, which is ultimately, I think we both know if those who you know, who made those decisions actually knew more about the project, then I certainly they'd have reflected twice. But you know, it's very much a participatory art project, and it's like the an iceberg. I always tell people 9/10 of the work is not what you see on the day. It's how we get
to it.
It's a lead up to it. How we get there. Look at the interaction between these fabulous carnival artists and people of every shape and size. You know, creed and class. So, you know, they're all there. So on a happier and permanent and for posterity, for perpetuity, I hereby award you, Becky Holmes, the Cardiff Carnival You Are a Hero non-existent medal, which I hope you will wear non-existently with pride for the duration of your working life and beyond. Becky Holmes, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.